Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 dug out.
Mic up, DC in the chair, talking Fort Wayne dirt, red clay in the air, from the sandlot days, scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park view nights, packed seats, hometown love, summer city sluggers, little homies with a dream, little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams, ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt, now they legends in the making on the 260 dugout,
yeah, it's that 260 dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 dugout.
Say it.
Say it. 260 dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 dugout.
Parkview Field, see the 10 caps play. Sunset sitting on the third baseline all day. Cold drink, crowd buzz, first pitch in the dirt. Whole city in the stands, rocking same logo shirts. DC talking with the voices that we grew up around. Ground crew to the coaches that protected the mound. If you ever felt that pressure with two strikes and two out, you already know the feeling of the 260 dugout. Yeah,
it's that 260 dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cap, we ain't ever gonna bow out. 260 dugout.
Say it.
260 dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 dugout.
From the backstop fence to the radio waves.
Radio waves.
Every small town spark, every big league craze.
Big league craze.
If you ever caught hope in the palm of your hand, you part of this story, you part of this land.
It's that 260 dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cap, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 dugout.
And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendrix. Special shout out to all of our sponsors, Old Ford Baseball Company, GSP Hitting, and our good friends over at McMahon's Best One Auto. Just had a car serviced a couple of weeks ago now that I'd been sitting for a while. I can't even tell you the last time it's been running. But McMahon's got me all hooked up, back on the road and ready to go, and they could do the same for you. They got you for all of your car needs, truck needs, vehicle needs. They got you. Tires, air, anything you need on your car, they got you. So go ahead and head over to McMahon's Best One Auto and you can get your car serviced as well, and they will treat you just how they treat me. So excited for this week's podcast, but before we get started, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts are available. Go ahead and make us one of your favorites by subscribing to keep up with the show, and click write a review and let us know what you are thinking. Tons of downloads in last week's episode as we are embarking on travel ball season. And what I mean by that is, you know, tryouts are going to be happening all month long. You see the graphics all over social media. If whether you're a parent, aunt, uncle, you see it all over social media. So it's time. Where will these kids' new homes be, or will they stay put? Travel ball, you know, has become, you know, pretty much the norm in baseball and softball. There's a variety of different programs spread across the area that offer different things. So just choose what is best for you and your family. Choose the program that is best for you and fits your needs. So very excited for this week's episode. We're going to be joined by Blaine McRae. I'm going to be heading over to Matt Apple training facility as Blaine is embarking on a new journey with Matt Apple. I'm going to catch up with him, enjoy some of the pitchers that are in attendance, who's all going to be there. I was told there's going to be a lot of pitchers, so excited to see who's all over there and talk with Blaine McRae, who is, of course, a pitching instructor, trainer in the area that trains pretty much all the top pitchers that we have to offer in Northeast Indiana on the high school level and on the collegiate level. But before we get into that, there's a couple of things that came out this week, a couple of news updates that affects high school baseball and softball. Starting off, the USA Baseball Big Bat News has announced the new drop weights are coming to high school baseball, but don't worry, you don't have to technically buy a new bat. High school baseball to expand drop weight options under USA BB Corps and USA Bat. Currently approved BB Corps bats will remain compliant in high school baseball indefinitely. But additionally, USA bats at drop 4, drop 5, and drop 6 drop weights will be legal for high school play starting in 2028 as well. The NFHS Rules Committee voting to expand permitted drop weight options at the high school level is a significant step forward in keeping more athletes in baseball and supporting their long-term development. We have seen too many athletes entering high school baseball struggle with the immediate jump to a drop three and then walk away from the game. This rule change creates flexibility for players to continue building strength, refining mechanics, and developing bat speed over time before making the jump to USA BB Corps. That comes from USA Baseball President John Gall. Which, honestly, if you ask my personal opinion, I don't believe any high school kids should be using a drop five or a drop six. Just my personal opinion. And this also just, it's, I don't know. Personally, I just feel like high school kids should be using drop threes. So this is a rule that I wouldn't necessarily agree with, but also at the same time, won't really change the game a whole lot, in my personal opinion. But we'll see how everything goes with this rule change. But that is across the board. Also, some changes approved for four softball new rules changes for 2027, including allowing pitchers to receive one-way electronic communication from the committee. Also simplified language regarding whether a pitcher and catcher must face the first batter on defense in relation to courtesy runners. In its comments, the committee said the change eliminates the requirement or perceived requirement that the pitcher and catcher listed on the starting lineup card must face the first batter on defense. Additional changes allow state associations to determine umpire uniforms and clarify the definition of an initial play to better align with other areas of the rule book. And of course, all these changes are posted on the website at www.nfhs.org. Click on sports and you'll be able to find all the rule changes on the year on the rule book. And of course, you'll be able to print off that version of those rule changes and do whatever you need to do. Download them to your phone. And all the changes there. So we're embarking on travel ball season. I know how this is for parents. You know, you're getting stressed out. You're signing up for all these different tryouts for all these different programs to see where's little old Johnny or Jessica playing this, you know, this upcoming season for baseball and softball next year. I get it. It's become a part of the game, regardless whether we like it or not. Travel ball is here to stay. It has evolved into what it is today, and we all just need to adapt. And just try to, you know, fine tune some things in order to improve it. That way, you know, it kind of eliminates some of the negative controversy surrounding it, you know, especially from some of the old timers. A lot of the old timers they hate travel ball. Honestly, I talked to a lot of them. They're like, I hate travel ball. And, you know, travel ball has a lot of positive things that come out of it. You're it's more reps. I mean, you're playing more. You're playing through the fall. You're playing through the spring. It's just all different for each family. If you're able to afford travel ball and you're able to, you know, make all those trips and pay for those gate fees and pay for the hotels, then 100% I encourage it. 100%. Just find the right program for you. And, you know, like I said, everyone has different needs for their family, different needs for their young athletes. So just be smart and make the best decision for you. Travel ball season is always exciting, you know, whether, you know, I'm a parent of it or not. Just also keep in mind, too, that when you're making these decisions, just know what you're signing up for. You know, so you got to be very careful and very wary about what you do and the decision that you make for the future of your young athlete, especially when it comes to travel sports. But it's here to stay. There are some great quality programs, I believe, that actually develop these young men and women. And that's what, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about development. Travel ball was meant for originally, it was meant for those kids that were for sure playing college ball. And it has obviously, you know, become different than that. We all can agree that it is not what it once was. It's not, you know, it has different meaning and different value now. It honestly, at this point, prepares you for high school ball at this point. So just keep in mind, you know, at the end of the day, it's about development, you know. It's not necessarily about just playing a bunch of games and playing every weekend. It's not necessarily about that. It's about development at the end of the day. How much better are these young athletes getting? That's what it's about. It's not about that championship ring you get on the weekend, just the show all over the place and, you know, share the graphics. And just remember at the end of the day, it's about development. So keep that in mind as we get ready for this travel season. I look forward to seeing, you know, so many of these area kids. I know they send me all their stuff, send me all their stats. I love seeing it. I love promoting these kids that, you know, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about too. It's about fun for them. And if they're enjoying playing for these programs, then at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So very excited for this week's episode. I'm going out, speaking of, you know, talking to some kids and highlighting kids. I'm heading out over to Matt Apple. I'm going to talk to Blaine McRae. I'm going to catch up with him as he is now with Matt Apple. He's going to be working with their travel program as they are getting a baseball travel organization now in addition to softball. So look forward to talking to him. And off record, catching up with some of the kids that are, you know, going to be out there pitching and throwing. I felt like I didn't give a whole lot of love to the pitchers this year. I'm a hitter at heart. So admittedly, I may not give, you know, enough love to the pitchers, so to speak. Maybe even catchers, too. But I'm going to go talk to some of the pitchers that are out there. I heard there's going to be some talented guys out there. So let's go ahead. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Blaine McRae over at the Matt Apple Sports Training Facility.
Ready for the next level? At GSP, we build faster, stronger, and more explosive athletes while developing elite baseball and softball hitters. If you're serious about standing out, it's time to train at GSP.
If you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started. Just like that, boom, tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking. Dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress. Relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day.
Baseball in Fort Wayne isn't just a game, it's history. From sandlots to stadium lights, the stories of this city live on through the teams, the players, and the fans who never left. That's what we're building at Old Fort Baseball Co. Apparel inspired by Fort Wayne's past, designed for right now. Whether you grew up at the ballpark or you're just finding your love for the game, this is your city, this is your team. Shop the collection at oldfortbaseballco.com.
And we are excited today because we are not only broadcasting live from on location, which I haven't done in a while, we also got a new sponsor to announce on the podcast, someone that I've been very familiar with since I started this podcast. We just so happened to go to the same high school, which doesn't hurt anything either. Southside Archers all day. That's right. So, but we are here broadcasting live. We are here at Matt Apple, and we are joined by the man. If you, I mean, look, if you are a pitcher or you have a nephew, a son, a kid's, a friend of a friend, whoever you got that is a pitcher that needs that development, you got to come right here and see Blaine McRae, Blaine of McRae Dev here at Matt Apple. Blaine McRae, what's going on, man?
It's really nice to be here. I appreciate you saying that, man. Love my job, and I'm always taking new clients. And yeah, I got Keaton Blessing as well here working with me.
Yes,
and I
sir.
Can't say enough good things about him. And I'm really proud of what we do, and I'm really glad to be here on the podcast.
Yeah, my first impression, you know, walking in, great facility. Can't speak to, I mean, look, I walk in, I'm ready to play. I haven't even touched a bat. I can't even tell you last time I touched a bat other than hitting home runs on my son.
Yeah.
I wanted to grab a bat. I even joked with you. I said, so who's throwing to me?
Yeah.
When I walked in and
quickly, hop on the hit tracks.
I seen Charlie Hurd throw a quick throw and quickly changed my mind. So yeah, we won't be doing that. But all seriousness, you know, it's a new beginning for you.
Yeah.
Last time I talked to you, I think you were doing a little bit of stuff with St. Francis.
Yeah.
And working with them. So, and you were, you know, working at another location. So tell me what got you here today. Tell me about this new venture that you're on.
Yeah, man. So I'm still helping out with St. Francis, still assistant coaching my alma mater. You know, I'm a Cougar.
Oh, yeah.
Cougar forever. So I'm still doing that just kind of on the side as a volunteer. But, you know, the main reason that I'm here in this space, you know, as you said, when you walked in, like, it's so large. Like, there's so much room, and it just presents a lot of opportunities for, like, our guys to get better. And so, like, for me, when I was presented with the space and what Matt Apple, you know, is giving me the opportunity to do and the resources that they're putting in my hands, like, I see it as, like, man, my kids are going to get so much better. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing. And I know the kids are really happy with it, too. Like, you know, I haven't had a bad experience anywhere that I've done this job, but this is definitely the best experience that I've had. It's awesome. But yeah, so we've been doing it for about a month and a half, almost 2 months actually now over here. And you know, we're just kind of tricking out the place. We got, you know, we're sitting here right now. We can see the new mini fridge that just came in yesterday. Just tricked out the mini fridge, man. I got decorations going up. I'm getting my interior decorator on, and yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, it looks great. And you know, I walk in and I see like 20 kids working hard in there. Talk about, and I know you work with so many of the top area pitchers, you know, guys in college all the way down to high school. Just talk about some of the guys, you know, first of all, that are here today that, you know, that you could shout out. But just talk about some of the guys that work out here and what they've been working on, too.
I'd love to. It's my favorite thing to talk about. My girlfriend probably gets sick of hearing me talk about all the time. Like, dude, you'll never believe what Charlie Hurd did today.
Tell me about it. My girlfriend. I tell my girlfriend all the time. I tell her all the time, man, so-and-so hit a home run the other day at the game I went to. She's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's cool. What do you want for dinner?
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I would say, you know, you saw Charlie in here. A lot of people talk about Charlie, as they should. Charlie's an incredibly special pitcher, but he's also, as I believe every single one of the guys I work with, is an incredible person. Like, that's the thing that I really, really value, is like, I have just yet to work with a kid and I'm like, man, like, I don't think this kid is a nice kid. Like, every single kid that comes in here is a nice kid. And honestly, a majority of them are very hard workers. But like, to shout out a few specifically, Chucky, Charlie's the man. Eli Chappelle, you know, that's a guy who's uncommitted right now. And it's crazy to me, right? Like, he's so good. Yeah. And you know, his summer, the last couple weeks, haven't gone exactly how he's wanted. But you look at his body of work from this year, and you look at the jumps he's made, and you think about the jumps he's going to make. You know, you look at Eli, he's going to gain 15, 20 pounds. And, like, what's the ceiling, you know? So that's a guy that he's really dedicated. Jacob Erb is a guy who is committed to St. Francis right now. He's going to come in. I think he'll help us right away. And he's a guy that I think went really under-recruited and undervalued, because I don't know a lot of lefties that have a fastball as good as his. You know, you saw Liam Seiler, another home. I've shouted out 4 Homestead guys so far. Liam Seiler, he's going to be great, man. He's one to watch. Eli Miller from DeKalb, who I talked to you a little bit about, he's one that's kind of under the radar right now. His dad played some pro ball, and Eli has a chance to be really special. Andrew Rathbun from Leo. You know, everybody knows about Keeler from Leo. I work with Keeler. Jaden's awesome, man. But they've got a number two named Andrew Rathbun. He plays for the Indiana Chargers. This kid is going to be special. Like, if you like Eli Chappelle, to me, this is the left-handed Eli Chappelle. He just ran up to 87 about 5 minutes before you walked into the facility. And, you know, he's sitting 85, 86. And from the left side, as a 16-year-old, that's going to play. You know, everybody, I'm sure, saw a nice longer going to Arkansas. Can't say enough good things about him as a worker and a person. He deserves everything. But another one, and he's another local guy from, I think he went to Heritage, Noah Redman. So Noah Redman, I think he went to Heritage. He went to Indiana Tech for 2 years, and then he just transferred to Arkansas State.
Oh, wow.
So that's a local guy that's at a team that was ranked this year at the NCAA Division I level. And, you know, Lucas Collins is a guy, like, an, you know, a guy that I think, like, and I can tell you, you know, a little insider information, he's getting some love from schools right now. There's about 4 or 5 schools that are great schools that are giving him love, and that's so cool, I think, for us to see, because he's another guy, like, frankly, I just feel like he's gone under-recruited. I don't know how many kids his age can consistently throw the ball in the upper eights, low nines for 7 innings in a row and go spin the ball the way he does and get outs, and, like, he's just gotten so much better, and that's a testament to him, you know, like, all these guys, the way they improve, it's a testament to how hard they work and how dedicated they are. Like, all we can do is provide structure and guardrails. But, like, if you don't press the gas pedal, it's not going to go anywhere regardless. But we've got a bunch of dudes in here, they press the pedal to the metal. So that's about, you know, 7, 8 guys. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else, maybe like a sleeper. I got one FWCS kid, because I love my FWCS kids. I got a kid named Ethan Bruce from Northrop. This kid was like 69, 71 last year at this time. Now he's in the upper sevens. He threw, you know, low eights. He threw 20 really good innings for Northrop this year. He's like 6'4" going into his junior year. Kid's got a lot of projectability left, and, you know, he's somebody that I think, the way his career is going to go, I don't think people will, like, talk about him a ton. He'll go to college and pitch, but, like, he's not this flashy Division I arm. But, man, that's a kid that's gotten way better. And, like, at the end of the day, like, people see the top half of everything. Like, they're going to see the D1 guys. You see Charlie, you see Shop, you see Keeler. Those guys are easy to talk about. But, like, the foundation of what we do is the guys that are plugging away and are getting good offers from NAIA schools. And like, that's what really matters, because like, as much as Division I is awesome, mm-hmm. the landscape of the game now, it doesn't really matter where you go. If you take care of your business, you're going to get offers down the road. And we have a bunch of dudes taking care of business. So yeah, like there's 25, 30 other guys I'd love to talk about, but I think that's a good, kind of a good amalgamation right there.
Yeah, I was going to say that's about half of what was here when I walked in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's solid. And so just talk about, you know, because you're more than just, you know, helping guys get extra throws.
Yeah.
Like it's a much deeper process than that. So what... I guess what I'm trying to ask is, so what are you guys working with here, and what is the main goal with the program here?
Absolutely. So like the first thing that we got when we came in, first thing we had to set up was the gear, and now we're fully stocked with water bags, like literally every tool that you can think of, we have that tool. We have stuff that I only have three kids use, but because those three kids are using it, there's value in it. You know, I have kids throw javelins, all that stuff. So that's the first step. But the thing that I think really elevates us is the work of my partner, Keaton Blessing. You know, my business partner, Keaton, he has built this. It's currently a website. It's going to be an app. And it's currently called Athlete Performance Planner, but as I'm sure you can tell by the name, that's a work in progress. You know, if you got any ideas, let me know, because I'm not creative like that. But basically, and I was showing it to you before we hopped on right here, but
yeah.
Basically what it is this super comprehensive training app where we put in everything. So like, we have guys on what we call full-time training, and that's what a lot of our high school and college guys are. The bulk of our trainees are full-time guys. We try to shy away from the lesson format, because it's like, if I have a 16-year-old come in and do a lesson, sure, that's great. I get an hour with that kid. Mm-hmm. But I'm much more hands-on with the development of, like, I want to know what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. I want to know how we can help you be better on a day-to-day basis. And a lot of times people focus so much on the bullpens, but it's about the days around the bullpens. It's about the days around the lives that matter. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we program every day for our full-time guys on our website. And that has a warm-up, a band routine, and it has all the drills are specifically for the athlete. It's got pre-throw, which is like med ball, water ball stuff to create movement patterns and mechanics. It's got plyos, same concept, but with a weighted ball. Sometimes we have guys throw weighted baseballs instead of plyos. It all depends on like how skinny is the guy, how injury prone is the guy, you know, like that kind of thing, you know, or it's just a preference thing. And then we have throwing load every day. So we're going to tell you how much you need to throw, what your intent should be, what the goal is. Post-throw arm care, which is the number one most important thing that guys miss out on, is like taking care of your arm after you throw. And then lifting. We read out lifting too. And then we have a bunch of other features on here. So like body weight and strength is a huge thing for guys, right? So we track body weight, and there's a caloric counter where you can take a picture of your food and it automatically tracks the calories and macros for you, which is awesome. We also handle recruiting. So that's part of, you know, like I don't charge any extra for handling recruiting. I think, to be completely honest, it's a little harsh, but the nature of a lot of these recruiting services to me is predatory, because they're charging families money for something you can do for free if you understand the landscape of things, right? So
100%.
What we do is we have guys tell us the schools they're interested in, the schools that reach out to them, their target schools, and I'm going to go through it. I'm going to send messages out to those coaches, right? I'm going to send emails because sometimes they won't answer a kid, but a lot of times they're going to answer another college coach or a facility guy, right? And so like giving the kids the opportunity to at least talk to the coaches that of the schools they're interested in is huge for me. And like the ultimate goal of what we do, every guy who walks through this building, the goal is for them to pitch in college. We have position players too that we do arm strength with, and the goal with those guys is for them to play in college, you know. So
no hitting or nothing like that yet?
We don't have hitting yet. We'll work on having a hitting guy, but like I think I will say, like, I think there's a ton of fantastic resources out there for hitting and lifting. Like, you look at the facilities in the area, like, you look at MAC and GSP and what they're doing. Like, I have a ton of guys that go lift at those places. Mm-hmm. You'll never hear me be like, oh, lift with me instead. Like, what I mean? Like, yeah. I love what those facilities do. And so, like, I trust that there's a lot of good hitting resources out there. But I think ultimately, because the facility has so much space and it has cages and it has a new hit tracks, I think inevitably there's going to be a hitting guy. Mm-hmm. And I know they're expanding the travel ball right now, so that's something that I think they're going to lean into. But, like, on our end of things, you know, I think we're just really, really happy with where things are at right now. And I think that's the ultimate goal, right, is, like, we want every kid that walks in here to get better, and ultimately we want that to make them get a cheaper education so that they can get a degree And if they don't play professional baseball, they can, you know, find a life and a good paying job with that degree.
See you later. So if someone, let's say a kid reaches out to you on social media, which I assume would happen eventually. Mm-hmm. Kids reach out, hey, you know, and this could even be before mom or dad even know.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say a parent reaches out to you and say, hey, you know, I want to work on my pitching. How do you go about that process?
So a lot of times, you know, if it's a guy that I've seen, because like I'll be out there if I'm recruiting for St. Francis or I'm watching one of my guys throw, I'll happen to see a lot of guys throw. So if it's a guy I know and I'm like, this is a dude where I understand what our developmental direction needs to be, I can have that guy just hop on the full time right away. And you'd be like, to me, it's surprising how many people are just like, I don't want to do an intro lesson. I just want to get on the full time, which I think is awesome. But normally what our protocol is I have a guy come in and do like a pretty heavily discounted session where they throw a bullpen and like I take them through some stuff and I get a feel for how they move. I get some video. Mm. I talk to them and their family about like, this is what I see. This is what I think we need to work on. And a lot of times, to be honest, that after that session, guys just hop on the full time because they understand what the plan is. Now, I have guys that still do only lessons, but typically what happens is those guys then do lessons every single week. So I think it's I really feel like very proud of the retention rate. Like, I don't feel like I have guys come in the building, do lessons, and then leave and like not come back. I feel like pretty much everyone that I work with once continues to come in, and I just – that makes me really proud and makes me feel like we're heading in the right direction with what we do. So it's like huge for me that we just continue to get better and continue to grow, because like I'm 24 years old. I turned 25 in September. I do not have all the answers. I don't have everything figured out. Keaton doesn't either. But the same way these kids grow, like with the benefit that we provide for them, they provide even more benefit from us because every kid teaches me something. So yeah. And I have kids reach out all the time, but you know, it's not always about training. Like, I had a kid DM me the other day and he goes, hey coach, my travel team has me throwing 175 pitches a weekend. I don't know how to handle telling them that I don't want to do that anymore. You know? So part of it is consulting. It's just like, I love talking the game and I'm going to talk to people about that kind of stuff and problem solve. But
yeah, that's crazy. First of all,
it is.
That's a whole other discussion. Oh, so we,
that's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, that's a whole. we did the travel ball talk last week on the pod with Mark DeLaGarza, from the Summit City Sluggers, and that's something that we really didn't get into just because of, you know, the nature of, you know, travel ball. But you know, speaking of travel ball, there are, you know, if that is the route that people do decide to go, there's all kinds of different travel programs, all kinds around. But, you know, I know Matt Apple is known for their softball travel programs, but Matt Apple's stepping on the baseball side too.
Correct.
So are you going to be working with the kids in that as well?
Yeah. And so like what we've talked about so far, obviously nothing's set in stone, but what it seems like is that I'm going to be doing like the pitching coordination for the entire organization. And, most of the Matt Apple kids, I think, are going to be kind of funneling towards what we do. So that's going to, you know, that is something that I've talked to people about, like, hey, if you're looking for somewhere to play next year and you like what we do and you're looking to develop as a pitcher, like, you know, I'm going to be there and you're going to be able to get even more access to me than there already is. And so that's something that plays into it, obviously. But I think, like, in general, I'm really trying to help Matt Apple with developing these travel teams the correct way. You know, like, that's huge because we have this facility. And because we have this facility, we have access to development that's really, really hard to come by. And that's where I think the hitting guy comes in, you know. And there's actually there's a special lifting performance coach that currently works at the other Matt Apple. He's going to move over here full time. He's a buddy of mine from college. His name's Jose Valdez Sandoval. He is awesome. Like, if you need somewhere for your kids to lift, Matt Apple with Jose Valdez Sandoval, that dude knows his stuff. So he's coming over here, and I think I've got good feelings, right? Like, it's always tough as a first-year organization, second-year organization. There's a lot of guys that it's hard to get guys in the building, you know. But I think what we're going to do is whatever we're going to get at tryouts, we're going to develop, you know, we're going to develop the life out of those kids, right? Like, we're going to develop as best we can with every resource we can. And that's going to be, I think, the foundation of this organization from my discussions with the people that are kind of organizing everything. So, yeah, I will be present in that and a part of that for sure.
Yeah, and for everyone listening, you don't necessarily have to play for Matt Apple in order to get with Blaine.
Not at all.
It's not a requirement.
Not at all in any way.
Before anybody tries to start drawing conclusions and making up stuff.
Yeah.
I was just curious, you know, because Blaine does great work with these pitchers. I've seen it myself. You know, I watch these pitchers in high school games when I go out, and I'm always reminded, hey, Blaine. You know, when I interview these kids, I'm like, hey, what have you been working on? You know, mostly with the pitchers. And I'm like, hey, I've been working with Blaine. I'm like, okay, well, his work is cutting out. You know, it's working in the area. And that's partly why I'm so excited to be talking to you today, catching up with you, excited for this new venture for you as well.
Yeah.
So what do you accredit, you know, as we kind of put everything into perspective with this new move? You know, how exactly can people get in touch with you in order to even get that process going? If they are curious and want to check out the program, how can they get a hold of you and, you know, in the program?
So, you know, I'm available on X, formerly Twitter, at, I run BMC12, little play on words there. And then I'm available on Instagram at McCray Pitching Dev. We also have a website, which is mpdmattapple.com, so you can sign up through there. But yeah, shoot me a DM, and if you go to my X, my number's in my bio, so you have access to my phone number as well if you want to shoot me a text. And, you know, like, I think the one thing I always try to emphasize is my time doesn't cost money. So if you ever just want to DM me and talk about the game, talk about, like, send me some video, hey, coach, like, what do you think of this? I am never going to, like, do anything but break that down for you. And, like, I think at the end of the day, like, it's very nice to hear people say good things about what I do in my business, you know. But, like, I think I'm probably one of the luckiest people in the entire world because I can make a living and have a life doing baseball, doing what I love. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't feel like work. And I think that I'm lucky that I have the clients that I have, and then I've had people believe in me, and I have support from people like you and other people. So I'm always available, always ready to work with new people and have new experiences. So yeah, you can reach me on any social media. If you ever need a client referral or anything, you can talk to plenty of people in the area, and hopefully they have good things to say.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, excited for this new venture for
Absolutely.
You and excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to get the word out, spread the word, and help you guys. We can help each other.
Yeah, and I'm excited to sponsor the podcast. I love what you do. I think, you know, just to plug it for your listeners, I mean, this is something the area desperately needs. So anybody that's listening to this, like, refer a friend, tell somebody about the podcast, because I think there's so much talent in this area that doesn't get discussed because we're in, you know, Northeast Indiana, and, like, it's not thought of as a baseball hotbed. But I would argue, if you look at the guys in the 27 and 28 class right Ooh. Now, man, like, and the 29s and 30s too, they're going to catch up. Like, mm-hmm. there's some serious talent in the area, and there's some seriously good college baseball in the area, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm at St. Francis. We might have had a little bit of a down year, but typically we're pretty good. And then you've got four or five other teams in Indiana in our conference that are really good squads. You got Tech that's not in our conference. You got IU Southeast not in our conference. Those are really good squads. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if you want to watch high level baseball, you do not have to leave the area to do it. You do not have to go down south to do it. And I think that's why it's really important that these kids continue to get the exposure that this podcast helps provide. So yeah, I'm that's happy right. to be a part of what you do as well.
Thank you, man. Take care, and look forward to working with you.
Yeah, you too. Absolutely.